Grandpa Jake's Storybook. Ocean Treasures. Old Budders Bummer.
Ding dong.
Hello, Derek,
Grandpa Jake said as he opened the front door.
Are you here to see Tristan?
Yes, I wanted him to meet my friend, Chantal.
Please, come in,
said Grandpa Jake.
I'll go and get him.
Grandpa walked up the stairs and peeked into Tristan's bedroom.
Derek's here to see you,
he said.
He's brought a friend along with him.
Can they come back another time?
Tristan asked.
I don't want to see anyone now.
Grandpa Jake stepped inside the room. He shut the door and sat down on the bed.
Did something happen that you'd like to talk about?
No,
Tristan answered.
But I don't want to meet new friends right now.
That reminds me of a story about Old Butter. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Well, what if we invite Derek and Chantal to come and listen to the story as well?
Grandpa Jake asked.
Okay,
replied Tristan. Gobi swam on ahead in search of Old Budder. He was anxious for Old Budder to meet his new mermaid friend Camille, since it was Budder's good advice that had helped Gobi make friends with her.
Old Budder!
Gobi called as he swam in and out of the coral reef.
I bet I know where he is,
Gobi thought. Sure enough, in a secluded gap in the coral sat Old Budder, looking rather glum.
There you are,
Gobi exclaimed.
I've been looking all over for you.
And why would you be looking for me?
Budder asked grumpily.
I wanted you to meet Camille,
answered Gobi.
Remember that mermaid I met?
I'd prefer not to be disturbed,
said Old Budder.
Is something wrong?
Gobi asked.
No,
answered Old Budder.
Like I said.
Gobi! Gobi!
Camille called.
Where are you?
Old Budder let out a sigh. Just then, two eyes peeked through the coral where Budder sat.
Well, hello,
Camille exclaimed cheerfully.
Are you trying to hide?
Budder scowled.
Now, why did you have to bring her here?
He whispered to Gobi, annoyed.
I'm sorry,
Gobi said.
She was just behind me.
Camille came and sat near Old Budder.
So you're Old Budder?
Camille asked with a smile.
I am,
Budder muttered.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Would you like this pretty shell that I found?
Said Camille in a friendly tone. Old Budder Blowfish remained silent.
Maybe we can come back another time,
Gobi said.
Budder said that he'd like to be alone right now.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Camille said, turning again to Budder.
Did something happen that made you sad?
Now why does everyone think something has to be wrong with me?
Budder asked angrily.
I just want to be left alone.
With a huff, Old Budder went silent. Gobi looked at Camille and she shrugged her shoulders. They felt bad that Old Budder wasn't happy, so they wanted to do something to cheer him up. What could they do? Old Budder squirmed a little.
I'm sorry,
he said.
I don't mean to be rude. The truth is that I'm not having such a great day. I'm feeling quite grumpy.
That happens to me sometimes too,
Camille said.
What do you do to feel better?
Budder asked.
My father once taught me a little rhyme. He told me to quote it every time I was having a not-so-good day, and that it would help me to be happy.
Camille recited sweetly.
At times when I am feeling low, I think of all the love I know. I will count up all of life's good and be happy like I should.
That's a nice rhyme,
Gobi said.
Does it work?
Old Budder asked.
Yes, the idea is to think of the good things that you have,
Camille explained.
Why don't we try it?
Okay, how do we start?
I'll begin. I'm so happy for the refreshing water in the ocean,
said Camille.
Now it's your turn, Gobi.
I am happy for a beautiful reef to live in,
Gobi said.
Let's see,
began Old Budder.
I'm glad for my favorite spot, hidden in the coral.
It was Camille's turn again.
It makes me so happy when I think of the people who love me.
And I'm glad for friends who have a way of making things so much better,
Gobi added.
I'm glad for a chance to make new friends,
Old Budder said shyly. Then he added,
Thank you for helping to cheer me up. My day has been pretty miserable, but after thinking on some of the good things that I have, I feel much better.
I do too,
said Gobi. Camille smiled.
I'm so glad I could help to cheer you up. I like making others happy.
Let's do something together,
Gobi said.
I have an idea,
said Old Budder.
There's an old sunken ship not too far away. Shall we go check it out?
That'd be fun,
said Camille. And off the three swam, happy for the adventure, but most of all, happy for a chance to become friends.
I like stories about mermaids,
Chantal said as Grandpa Jake shut the book.
Grandpa Jake has lots of fun stories,
Derek said.
My mummy says that they're special stories,
Tristan added.
And do you know why they're special?
Grandpa Jake asked. The three kids shook their heads.
No.
It's because they help teach you important lessons. What did Old Budder learn in this story?
Tristan looked at the ground shyly.
I think it was for him to be more happy and cheerful,
Chantal said.
What about you, Derek? What do you think Old Budder learned?
Grandpa Jake asked.
That he shouldn't be so grumpy,
Derek answered.
Tristan, what about you?
Well, when Budder started thinking happy thoughts,
began Tristan,
he didn't remember why he was grumpy. Then he was able to make a new friend.
Excellent answers,
said Grandpa Jake.
Would you like to play with some of my toys?
Tristan asked Derek and Chantal.
Yes,
the two replied.
I'm sorry for being grumpy earlier,
Tristan apologized.
I'm glad for a chance to be friends with you, Chantal. And I'm glad you're my friend already, Derek.
Moral. Look on the bright side of things. Cheer up and remember all that you have and all the people who love you. And you'll feel happier.